I'm in the middle of some plumbing.
Oh, hey, Jack. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Oh, okay. You?
I'm doing pretty good, too. Thank you for asking. I was following
hold
up.
Hold a second.
No problem.
Okay. You all done? Now, if we're all finished, I'll let you go, okay? All right. Nice talking to you. Thank you. Goodbye. Hello?
Oh, hi, Jack. I'm still here.
Yeah.
Hi. So I was following up regarding the past due payment, but also I saw you had sent in a cancellation request.
Yeah, what have you been doing? I mean, you know, it's, I haven't seen anything that Splash does.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah, so we have optimized your business to show on the first page of Google and Bing for the categories in your area. We've also promoted you on some of the popular directories as well as the mobile platform, making sure that you come up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. So I'm on your dashboard, and this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 6,231 times, and you've had 1,605 Google actions, excuse me, which include clicks to your site, and clicks to call you from the first page. So I'm thinking that you're getting a ton of work out of this and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
I usually don't go out there. I just didn't know. How have I been paying you?
It's been on a visa ending in 7108. And this one says, let me open up the error and see why it's not going through. Oh, it says it's a restricted card, so I don't know if maybe the bank sent you a new one.
Yeah. Can you do it? Well, how much is it a month?
It's just $199 a month.
Can you just put on a checking account instead?
They don't do checking accounts anymore. We used to take the ACH payments, but not anymore. But if you have a debit that goes with that checking account, we could do that.
No, I don't have that. Okay, well, I had to change credit cards because they said it was compromised. I don't know why. The Lord knows.
Oh, I see. So is there a different card you could use in the meantime?
Yeah. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Change cards. And if you call back in about a month,
yeah,
if that should be all taken care of, because, you know, long story, but I'm going to change cards because they had some problems with them. Some people charged some stuff on there.
Oh, I see.
Told them it was not me, and the other people convinced them that it was valid. It was like $750.
Oh, so, wow, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And wow.
I've been with you for like decades, and you're going to believe Fisher, who I said, I didn't tell him I'm going to quit him yet, but I am. I'm in the process of opening up a new account at some other place.
Yeah. So did you lose the claim, or are they still looking into it?
Oh, they said that the claim was valid. You know, it wasn't valid. The guy said,
I've never heard that before. Usually the banks are really good at figuring it out, and they'll usually give you your money back. That's the first time I've heard that they've denied a claim like that. That's horrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, and my credit card bill to them was like about $10,000-$15,000 a month, and they're doing that for $750 to some shyster.
Yeah.
And I'm going to call them up. When I get the other account open up, I'm going to call them up and say, look, if you don't take a claim off there that you said is valid, I'm just going to close the account. to see what they do.
Should be able to investigate it further, because let's say that payment $750 was online, they should be able to track it that it didn't come from your IP address, or if it was at a store or retail, they should be able to check the cameras and see that it wasn't, you know what I mean? I'm surprised they didn't dig a little bit deeper into it, because you're a good customer. You wouldn't just say that out of no reason, you know?
We bought something online from them.
Yeah.
It was valid in the beginning, but that's all we bought, one thing, and they even sent us a bill for $75 a month the last 10 months. And I told them, I didn't ask for that, and they convinced them that I did. So
I'm sorry to hear that. That's horrible.
I'm going to open up the other account and tell them, look, if you don't take it off, I'm going to close the account.
Yeah. That happened to me once with my son. He said, oh, can I use your card? I can get a Xbox Gold membership for $1. And I said, sure. So he went on to Microsoft and he did it. And then next minute they started charging me. I don't remember. It was probably like $10 a month or something. So I called them up and I said, I didn't authorize that. I told my son he could use it for the initial payment, but not for recurring. Oh, well, there's nothing we could do about it. And then I could never get through to anyone. So I finally just called the bank and I had them block it, you know. But for the months that I paid, it was kind of the same thing. They were like, oh, we can't do anything, but we can block Microsoft so they can't, you know, take anything out moving forward, you know. So, yeah, what a bummer. Life happens, huh? And at least if you get a new account, you won't have to worry about that again with them. They're not being very loyal to you, I don't think.
No, they always were, but I don't know why.
Yeah. You should call them back and say, look, if that company is claiming that I agreed to that $75 a month charge, I want something that they can provide that shows that, either a voice recording with me authorizing it, or some type of paperwork that I signed. And just say, if you can't come up with any of that, you have to reimburse me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I just can't open before I do that.
Yeah, it's a lot of money, though. I'm sorry that happened, Jack. But let's get this one up to speed. We'll put a different one on for now. And then if you get a new card in the future, you could always call back and switch it again. But for the new card that we're using now, is it still the 104 Mariner Circle for the billing address?
Yeah, that's where the billing address is, but I don't have the card yet. My wife's in the process of doing that today.
I see.
It's been going on for at least a month.
Okay.
And I was 2 weeks, so.
How about if we do this? I can do a one-time exception to take the ACH payment with the routing number and the account number, but I can't leave it on there for reoccurring. So if you think that, you know, we can call back and put the card on there for future billings after you get it, then that would work. I can do the ACH for like a one-time payment, okay?
All right. You
okay?
Ready?
Yes, 1 second. I was just letting someone know because they were saying someone was on the line waiting for me. So I said, please let them know. I'll call them back. So first I need to know what's the name of the bank?
Sure. United Bank. Sure.
Sure. United Bank. And the routing number, please?
052-100-932.
Okay. And then the account number?
113-609-57.
Okay, so the routing number is 052-100-932, and the account number is 113-609-57?
Correct.
Okay, so let me get your authorization, and you'll be good to go. And then I will call you back again in a couple of weeks just to put that new card on file for next month. I don't know how long that process is going to take, but either way, you're paid in full until June 7th. And then have you been, it sounds like you haven't been on your dashboard, have you, to see the results that you're getting?
No, I have not.
Okay, I want to send you a fresh login to your dashboard so that you can go in, then you can see these results in real time. So this will have your username and your password so that you can get in and track the results. That email is titled Login Credentials to Your Advanced Reporting. I also want to send you a second email which will say learn how to get more reviews. So you're doing phenomenally well in the reviews department. You have, gosh, let's see, it says you have 24 of them, but or 26 of them, I'm sorry, but some of them are not impeccable five-star reviews, so your overall rating is a 2.5-star on Google. So what I want to do is help you get that up closer to a five-star. So this review generator email will help you get some more fresh five-star reviews. And then hopefully that will push those, you know, less than five-star reviews down a little bit, and pretty soon they're not even relevant anymore, okay?
All right. So.
Yep. Yeah, so do me a favor. If you have any questions on either one of those emails, feel free to call us, but they're self-explanatory. I think you'll be able to, you know, get in no problem. But, again, we're always here for you if you have questions, okay?
All right. Well, I got a one.
Okay. Enjoyed talking to you. Have a great rest of your week.
You too. Bye.
All right. Thank you, Jack. Bye.